A familiar legend is that when people get lost in the woods, they walk in circles. Now, according to research conducted at the Max Planck Institute for Biological Cybernetics in Tübingen, Germany, this is a natural human behavior.
What we found was that people do really walk in circles. So that has been like a myth, if you want to, for a long time. People report that in all kinds of stories and television shows and in books. But no one really ever measured whether it's really true, whether people really walk in circles if they get lost. And that's what we did. So we sent people into the desert. We sent people into a big forest area, measured their walking trajectories with GPS, and then, in fact, they did walk in circles.
The research focused on 9 people, 6 walking in a forest and 3 in the Saharan Desert in Tunisia. The people all tended to go in circles and or veer off a straight line.
When we started the study, we didn't really believe that people really walk in circles. So what we thought was that people would do something random, like if they don't know their way, they maybe all of a sudden go left, and then sometime later they all of a sudden turn right, and by chance they might end up in the same place again, and then think that they walk in a circle, but actually they just did something completely random. And that's actually what we found in the desert. In the desert, the people who walked there pretty much did something random. They didn't walk in circles, they went in a generally in the same direction, but went left, right, left, right. So then we went to the forest to get more data, and then people actually did walk in circles. So we were really surprised that people did walk in circles.
With a blindfold on and earplugs, people did all kinds of things.
With the blindfolded walking, there was no overall pattern. So people did all kinds of things. There was one person who always walked in circles to the left. Then someone else who sometimes went to the left, sometimes to the right, sometimes did a kind of a zigzag course. So that's really hard to find a common denominator.
A young woman who took part in the experiment says it was difficult to sense direction wearing a blindfold.
So at one point I noticed that the sun, I mean, you feel a bit of where the warmth is, but I couldn't make any sense out of it. I mean, you just feel it changing and you can't make any sense out of it.
While the sample size is small and further studies will be needed, the researchers say the findings can be used to help map how the human brain sorts sensory stimuli from sight and hearing to help guide people. And the lead researcher says if you're headed to remote areas, don't trust your senses. Take a GPS and a compass.